Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
We're going to recap all the moves the Lions made yesterday at the trade deadline. Okay, we did that. Now we're going to react to it, John. What did you make of it?
I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated. But I'll get to my frustrations in a moment. I'm disappointed that they didn't do anything to help this offensive line. It's an offensive line that is one that we're not accustomed to, one that struggles. And the frustration goes back to the offseason. Free agency, you didn't do anything to help this offensive line, knowing that you are losing Zeitler. They didn't re-sign him. They let him go down to Tennessee. He wanted to go to Tennessee. Maybe they wanted to re-sign him, but it didn't happen. You don't have an answer for this offensive line. And then you go to the draft and you get Tate Ratledge, right? That's great. Love it. I think he's going to be a really good player for this offensive line. But when Frank retires, you don't have to wait to the trade deadline to make a trade. You can explore those options even before the season starts, which is probably the better time because, as we know, historically, offensive linemen are not traded at the trade deadline, and it's really hard to get them up to speed for the full breadth of the offense and the terminology, the calls, everything that goes into playing offensive line to then say at the trade deadline, okay, well, we're going to insert this guy, and we expect you to now be a top three offensive line. I'm frustrated because they didn't address the offensive line from free agency, draft, post-free agency, all the way up to training camp, and now we're left with a banged-up, insufficient offensive line.
Insufficient's a great word because the goal is to win a Super Bowl. You're going to have to win four playoff games. You're going to have to face fronts like Philly and Los Angeles and Green Bay. And Brad Holmes let this team down yesterday. I'm frustrated because I feel like he let this team down. They're going to have to go into battle wounded. And I'm not canceling the season today. John, they're going to show up on Sunday and they're going to play Washington. And they're going to play Philly on the road. And they're going to give this their best shot. The team will fight like hell. I just hate that they didn't get enough support from the executive at the trade deadline. There was an offensive lineman traded for Lint. A sixth-round pick in 2027 is what it took to get a starting guard from the New Orleans Saints. And if you don't think he's an all-pro, fine. But he's at least a body who plays with a mean streak, a former first-round pick that has a little versatility, more of a natural guard. There was a move made on the offensive line. And if you don't like him, okay, it's hard to get offensive linemen. It's also hard to win the Super Bowl. You're supposed to be the general manager who is great and gets creative and swings a deal. That's what he did last year. He filled their need at edge, giving up a day three pick for Za'Darius. He failed to do that this year on the offensive line. It's a harder job, but if he's the guy we think he is, you got to do the hard things necessary to win a Super Bowl.
So Penning that went to the Chargers. I don't know that he is better than Awosika. He may be very similar. What did Dan say? Well, we're not going to trade for guys if they're not as good or better than what we have. The issue I will say is he's probably better than the next backup. Right. So you could add depth. And what happens if Taylor Decker goes down? If Penning is in there, or if he's that swing guy that you've got, you know, the sixth or the seventh guy that's up on game day.
Yep.
And all of a sudden he goes out, you could put him in. I think I don't know that he's an upgrade over Skipper.
I just bring the so point again, because people say you can't trade for offensive linemen. Someone right,
so
literally
there was
did.
One dealt, and would you have been happy with that trade here simply for them to make a trade? Because I don't know that he's better than Owosika, and I don't think at tackle that he is as good as what Skipper is.
Yeah, I just think it gives you some depth because you know it's a war of attrition and you're already taking on water. And John, I think you're right that this frustration really goes back further than yesterday. When I started doing mornings with you, the first draft we had together was the 2024 draft. And I remember we spent a lot of time breaking down guards and centers to plan ahead. And when they took Tyrion Arnold, okay, cool.
Yeah, because they needed a corner.
Yeah, we need a corner fight. Second round, maybe that's when we get to the trenches. No, they doubled down on corner. And they got Mahogany late, so it's not like the draft was a total disaster. But they need multiple bodies. And from last draft, this draft, free agency, they are beat up. They don't have enough. It's the lifeblood of this football team, and it needed to be replenished. And I hope they're blaring this stuff as receipts at the Super Bowl parade. But, John, this makes it incredibly difficult. It's not over, but they made it harder on themselves by sitting on their hands.
Right. And, I mean, Owosika went in the NFC Championship game, played really well, played well enough to win.
Do you think you could have done it for four straight playoff games and band-aided the offensive line? That's the challenge in front of them now.
So, but my point is, Owosika going in there with Decker in there, Graham playing at center and Ratledge at guard, obviously Sewell at tackle. Like, is that an offensive line that can get you to a Super Bowl? I would say yes, but it is going to be an absolute grind. Hold your breath throughout the rest of the entire of the regular season and postseason.
So how do you feel about Brad Holmes? How do you feel about the Lions' chances? Where we go from here? 248-539-9797.
And honestly, the way I'm going to be watching the games is I'll be watching the production of the offensive line, the techniques, and what they're doing. But after every play, I want to make sure every single one of those guys gets up off the ground. Yeah. As soon as one of the offensive linemen is on the ground and has to limp off, now it's, let's see what happens now.
And you've made this point. I think it's a good one. The Lions specifically cannot absorb another offensive line injury because their quarterback doesn't extend plays the way other quarterbacks do.
No, and I've used this example before where I have no idea why Kansas City refuses to give Patrick Mahomes a decent offensive line because it seems like he's always running for his life and they got guys that are jumping off sides and can't make blocks. But they've been able to win a Super Bowl that way, multiple Super Bowls, because Patrick Mahomes is mobile because he can make plays off schedule. That's not Jared Goff. I do believe you can win a Super Bowl with Jared Goff, but he needs to be well protected. He can't come out of a season being the most sacked he's ever been in his career, and you think that's a recipe for success. What happens when quarterbacks get hit? Every single one hurts a little bit more. And then you get to week 14 or 15, and God forbid he takes another hit, and then he's the one that doesn't get up. What happens at that point?
Right. Yeah.
Game, set, match.
It's over at that point. You're done.
And so that's the fire that they're playing with.
Yeah, there's no margin for error now. And those offensive line issues multiply. Like one turns into two, turns into four, turns into, like, because there's nothing to stop the dam. I mean, that is the wall that stops the pass rush.
And I do understand that, okay, there were 3 weeks where there were no sacks given up. Offensive line was playing good. And one of those was a quality defensive front in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
But the last 3 weeks, it's been pressure on Goff, it's been sacks, and it's been a lack of a productive rushing attack. And now you put the injury that happened on Sunday with Mahogany, you put the performance and the loss, and now the trade deadline follows and you don't do anything. So I think there's a lot of frustration built up from the loss that is also being transferred to doing nothing at the trade deadline. So I understand people's frustration, but I also want to say I still think that this team can win a Super Bowl. It's just going to be an absolute grind.
They made it harder on themselves. It does feel like they lost twice. It was only one loss to Minnesota, but you throw the deadline and then it feels like you lost twice. John, I think this team has a lot of personal pride. I wouldn't be surprised if they come out and it's a much more buttoned up operation on the road against the Commanders this week. My issue is the inconsistency. Can you sustain high level offensive line play down the regular season stretch, but more importantly, week over week over week without having your quarterback get caved in?
And as a player, especially as an offensive lineman, when you go out there and you put that performance, because it's not, you know, okay, Penei Sewell played fine. It's the group. And you're taking shots as a group. Everywhere across the NFL, they're talking about the questions of can they pick up a crossdog? Can they block one-on-one? Can they win battles? Can they run the ball? Like, you want to be able to get out there and answer those questions. They'll get a chance to do that somewhat against Washington on Sunday. But we will know answers 2 weeks from now.
Sunday Night Football Philadelphia.
Sunday Night Football Philadelphia.
In Philly.
And so I love the fact that they're going to have a chance to answer these. We don't have to wait to the playoffs to see a playoff matchup. We're going to get a chance to see that in less than 10 days.
It's funny you should mention Philly. We're going to play the Howie Roseman audio that's going to get people's blood boiling later in the hour, because that is the comparison, right? They are the reigning champs. Mm-hmm. They have acted in a way where they are aggressive in pursuit of Super Bowls, plural. Howie Roseman has done the job. He's built a Super Bowl winner with one quarterback. Built a Super Bowl winner with a different quarterback. He's been to three Super Bowls. Well, you'd think this aggressiveness is going to bite him and they're not going to, well, they're one and done. No, they're right back in it again this year. And once again, putting a foot on the pedal, pedal to the metal. They're going for it. And you can't help but feel inadequate when you look at your guy not doing the same thing. Like, our guy has built his team into an NFC contender and a Super Bowl contender, and they themselves have said that is the goal. Action's got to back it up. You know, the Rams F them picks, won a Super Bowl, they're right back at it. Eagles do this stuff, and they're right back at it. So why can't we do the same here? I think that's part of where the frustration comes from. We'll knock out your phone calls next. We'll play a little Howie Roseman. It's 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.